Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 76 of Ask Pat. So happy you're here. Today's sponsor is AWeber, my company of choice if you're going to start to build an email list. And if you are, congratulations, because you're much smarter than I was when I first started. Seriously, one of the biggest mistakes I made was not starting an email list. When you create an email list, you can send emails to all of your subscribers. You can collect subscribers all over your website, however many pages you wish. I use AWeber because it's easy to use, great customer service. So check it out. If you go to aweber.com/askpat, you can get a trial for $1. So please go ahead and check it out and don't make the same mistake as me. Now, today's episode, which has to do with email, comes from Eric. So, Eric, let's hear your question.
Hi, Pat. This is Eric from the UK. My question is regarding the address you should use at the bottom of your newsletter. As you probably know, with tools like AWeber and MailChimp, they require you to have a physical address at the bottom of your newsletter. If people are running home-based businesses and they want to keep their privacy, what would you recommend as an alternative to using your home address? Do you have any suggestions? Thanks.
Eric, thank you so much for your question. And actually, this is one of the first things I ever had to deal with when I started my online business. The first thing I did was actually get this address because that allowed me to then create a business bank account to get my checking account and also all that good stuff that comes with actually having a business. It's really important to separate your business stuff and your personal stuff as much as possible. And I think especially when it comes to email, you want to do that. You don't want to put your home address down there, especially if you want to keep your privacy. And the reason you have to have an address when you send out mass emails is because of an act called the CAN Spam Act, CAN-SPAM Act. And this was an act of 2003, which is a bill it's a legal set of rules for commercial email. It establishes requirements for commercial messages. And again, this is US only. However, if you're using a US service like AWeber or GetResponse or Constant Contact or Infusionsoft or any of those where you can build an email list and then you send an emails out to people who have subscribed to those lists, an address, a physical address, has to be at the bottom of all of those emails. And most of those services, or all of them, will automatically put that address in for you. You put it in a field in your settings or in your count in those services, and then it'll automatically put that. They'll be required to, or they will automatically do it for you. You can't take that address out. So the question is, what address do you use? Like I said, you don't really want to use your home address because that will reveal where you live, and that's not very good. Or you just want to be careful with that sort of thing, of course. So what I did is I got a UPS inbox or mailbox at a physical UPS location, and that is an address that you can use. Now, can you use a PO box? Well, no. A lot of these services won't allow a PO box, and that doesn't show that it's like a real business. That's just a mailbox. Well, yes, the UPS box is a mailbox too, but it has a physical address that looks just like a regular address. For example, mine is 9450 Mira Mesa Boulevard, Suite C224. Well, that C224 is just Suite C is the building that they're in, or that particular suite in that sort of area, that strip mall, and then 224 is the number of my mailbox. But it sounds very official, and that works for these emails. So I have 9450 Mira Mesa Boulevard, Suite C224, San Diego, California, 92126. And of course, I don't mind sharing that here because that's my business address, but it goes to my UPS box, and it's at the bottom of all my emails anyway. And also, I love sharing that because sometimes I'll get thank you notes and things like that. But anyway, so that's what I use, and that costs about $50 a month. So it's a little bit on the more expensive side in terms of, you know, getting an address that you could use for these emails. And that is a great question, again, Eric, because this is something that people don't think about until they sign up for something like AWeber or others, and then they are required to put an address, and then they have the option of putting their physical home address, and they're like, oh, I don't know what I should do. So UPS one is good. Again, you can't use a P.O. box from the United States Postal Service, but there are other solutions out there as well. You can use a business address if you have a friend, or you know, you have a co-working space, for example, that could work, and you want to make sure you check with that co-working space first before you add that co-working space's address. There are other services like earthclassmail.com and also travelingmailbox.com. And these are really cool because it allows you to send it gives you a physical address, like a real address. And what it does is when mail is sent to that address, it's actually sent to Earth Class Mail. And that particular suite number is your number. And then they forward that email to you, or they forward that mail to you, or they send it directly to your home address. So people sending that email, gosh, I keep saying email. people keep sending the mail to you. They'll send it to Earth Class Mail or the other one, travelingmailbox.com. It goes there, and then they forward it to your home. And that works because people aren't getting your exact address. They're getting your Earth Class Mail address or your Traveling Mailbox address. And it's a little cheaper. You can see the plans there. On Traveling Mailbox, I'm looking. They have an extended plan for 100 incoming envelopes a month, 80 page scans. They actually will scan your mail too. They'll open it and scan it and send it to you via email, which is great. So you don't have to wait for it to come to you, especially if it's urgent. 5 mailbox recipients, 1 pack, 1 scan pack. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Oh, it's a prepaid envelope every month to stuff with your receipts, documents. Oh, okay, so it's like everything they receive, they put, and then they ship it to you. And then that's $25 per month. With Earth Class Mail, it's looks like it's around the same. So $25 a month plus a one-time fee to set up. So those are some of your options there in terms of getting a physical address, which again is really important. And you'll need that, especially when you get your business banking account and you start to, you know, put in your addresses with other services you're working with. You know, you just want to, again, separate as much business as personal as possible, especially if you have an LLC. You don't want to, you know, what they call pierce the corporate veil, and you don't want to mix those two things, because if you, for whatever reason, need to go to court, if you are seen mixing personal and business together too much, or if maybe at all, again, I'm not a lawyer and I recommend hooking up with a professional, but that just shows that you know, you don't have a business, or don't, that you aren't treating it like a business. So that is my recommendation. Again, I use UPS. There's also earthclassmail.com. You could check that out and, you know, make sure you read the reviews for these things before you sign up with them. And also travelingmailbox.com. So I hope that answers your question, Eric. Thank you so much. And I hope that gives all of you some background on why you need to do that and what your options are. Eric, an Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. For those of you who have a question, head on over to askpat.com. You might get it featured here and also get a t-shirt sent to you as well. I also want to thank our awesome sponsors today, which is AWeber. AWeber is the company that I use to build an email list and send broadcast emails out whenever I want to my entire list of about 75,000 people, which is awesome. You're all amazing if you're on that list. If you're not, hopefully I'll see you on there soon. And I also love it because it allows me to create a really, really good follow-up sequence automatically. They call it the autoresponder series. So I can keep in constant contact with all of my subscribers pretty much for over a year because I've pre-written those emails. They get sent out sequentially. Again, AWeber, great customer service, great interface, easy to use. So thank you, AWeber. Again, if you go to aweber.com/askpat, that's my referral link, aweber.com /askpat. They also have a $1 trial that you can check out. So again, thank you for that. And today's quote comes from Marilyn Vos Savant. And she says, being defeated is often a temporary condition. Giving up is what makes it permanent. In the journey of online business, you know, you're going to be met with plenty of roadblocks. Trust me, I've gone through several. And I have wanted to give up several times, but I knew that if I give up, then that's the end. You know, you're going to be defeated often, but just keep going. Don't make failure permanent. Use that as a learning experience so you can just do it again, but wiser. Take care. Thank you. And I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.